Many public officials are expressing optimism about having more mass transit in southeastern Wisconsin, but some people in the private sector have their doubts. Chuck Kornbach reports from a transit symposium.
The Regional Transportation Partnership, known as Mobilize, held its annual fall get-together Thursday. On the side of optimism for mass transit, there's Donna Brown Martin, Transportation Director for Milwaukee County. She says the BRT, the East-West Electric Bus System being developed between downtown and the Regional Medical Center in Wauwatosa, will be operating by sometime next year. She says she's also excited about a planned North-South Rapid Bus System, mainly along 27th Street, because there's a lot of potential riders there.
Within a half mile of the 27th Street corridor, 118,000 residents. That's a lot of people. 49,000 jobs, and that's growing. Four major medical facilities, 63 schools, K through 12, 31 grocery stores, five big box discount stores, 12 community resource centers. 75% of residents in this corridor are people of color. So if you're trying to make sure that you're addressing the needs of everyone, you are.
Brown Martin says her department is getting ready to send its application for additional funding to the Federal Transit Administration. In contrast, County Executive David Crowley announced budget plans Thursday to cut some other local bus and taxi service. Also seemingly on the road to growth is the FlexRide program, which provides vans to take hundreds of Milwaukee North Side residents on low-cost commutes to jobs in Menominee Falls. Mobilize Executive Director Dave Steele says thanks to a $4 million federal grant funneled to his group by the state, FlexRide next year will be a transit option on the south side as well.
We are working with the City of Franklin, the City of Oak Creek, the South Suburban Chamber of Commerce to identify the next service zone in the south suburbs.
Somewhere in the middle on the status of mass transit for the Milwaukee area is Greg Nickerson. He's chairman of the Bader Rudder Marketing Agency, located on North Water Street in downtown Milwaukee. He says the Hiawatha Amtrak trains between Milwaukee and Chicago are wonderful. He wishes the downtown Milwaukee streetcar, known as the Hop, went closer to his office. He's not satisfied with mass transit from Mitchell Airport.
To be honest here, it's not nearly as good of an experience as it should be, you know, compared to other cities around. There's no light rail, there's no real way to get downtown from the airport unless you want to take over to the Amtrak station and, you know, catch one of those trains. It's just not good.
The Milwaukee County Transit System does offer bus service between the airport and downtown. On the more pessimistic end of the transit spectrum is Austin Ramirez, CEO of Husco International in Waukesha.
Our employees all drive to work. They don't take the bus. There's not bus options. I think public transit is great in urban environments when you can connect high-density areas. But for me as an employer in the suburbs, my folks drive. Yeah, I mean, if you were to ask me what the one thing I'd like to see that would help my employees, it actually wouldn't be transit. It'd be affordable housing in Waukesha so that our folks could actually live closer to where they work to the extent that we have employees all across southeastern Wisconsin.
One thing going for transit in the region is that the private and public sectors are talking to each other about it. Another thing is the current surge in federal money for transportation. But those are up against car culture. For those who can afford to own and operate a vehicle or desire to have one as soon as possible. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.